Offside.
Parižani v olimpijskem kaosu. Vsi športni džanki se gotovo veselimo petka. Poleg kruha bomo namreč nahranjeni še z ultimativnimi igrami, tistimi nabitim s klasičnim antičnim fetišizmom. Olimpijske igre se letos odvijajo v Parizu, ki se navidezno laže izogne katastrofalnim posledicam, ki jih igre tradicionalno imajo za lokalno prebivalstvo. Da nekateri parižani organizacije iger ne bodo odnesli brez posledic, smo poročali že v začetku leta, ko smo poročali o januarski deložaciji iz skvotov v Saint-Denis. V današnjem offside-u se v luči začetka iger vračamo v Pariz, kjer se deložacije iz skvotov, gentrifikacija in splošna nedostopnost javnih storitev lokalcem nikakor niso ustavile. Težave, s katerimi se Parižani soočajo zaradi organizacije olimpijskih iger, nam je predstavil David, prebivalec Pariza. Najprej nam predstavi nedostopnost vseh storitev v bližini Sene, kjer bo v četrtek potekala otvoritev iger.
There are two kinds of regions. There's the color coded them. There's a blue, red, and gray region. Gray is the most strict, and blue is the less strict. The blue and red basically means they're closed to road traffic, whereas gray means it's closed to anyone who doesn't have a special permit. The special permit has to be obtained in advance. There's a website you can get it, and there are very strict conditions on getting the permit. You have to either live there or work there, and in any other case you won't get the permit. And even if you do, sometimes it's being refused, and just doesn't seem to be any clear reason why some people could get it and some people couldn't. But basically the idea is you have to apply in advance, and only then can you go through the checkpoints, which the police are keeping, which block the gray area from entering.
Kot povedano, je okoli 100 metrov brega Sene razdeljeno v tri različna varovana območja. Sogovorec opiše najbolj strogo varovano sivo cono, ki je namenjena preprečevanju terorizma.
The reason is that the gray area is a special anti-terrorist zone, so they're afraid of terrorist attacks, but then if the security alert is so high, maybe they shouldn't have been hosting the Olympics in the first place. It's essentially because of the opening ceremony. The opening ceremony is being held on the Seine, so they need to close all the areas which are near the Seine. So all of this has been completely closed. But what is also crazy is they're doing this 1 week in advance. I mean, they just started doing it last Thursday, and the opening ceremony is this Thursday, so it seems like a huge amount of time and a very large area which is totally blocked off only for the security of one ceremony.
Zaradi otvoritve olimpijskih iger, ki bo potekala na vodi, imajo po trditvah sogovorca nekateri lokalci težave z dostopom do zdravstvenih storitev. Ena izmed pariških bolnišnic se namreč nahaja na otoku na Seni.
Yeah, the information has been not entirely clear, but the hospital is called the Hotel Dieu, which is right on an island which is in the middle of the Seine, which is therefore in the gray area, the high security perimeter. So from what I understood, I'm not myself personally affected, but from what I understood, it has the permit is necessary to access to get into this hospital. So presumably people will be able to get the permit, but it's not entirely guaranteed. But that is up to the opening ceremony. But on the day of the opening ceremony, from what I understood, the hospital has been completely closed to any visit. There are no permanent nobody is permanently staying in this hospital, so it's only daytime visits. But this means that the hospital is essentially closed on the day of the ceremony.
V Parizu se bolj kot na vožnjo z avtomobili prebivalci zanašajo na javni potniški promet, zlasti na podzemno železnico. David razloži, da je tudi javni prevoz zaradi olimpijskih iger postal zahtevna oblika mobilnosti.
The situation for the metro systems is extremely confused. There are many metro stations which are closed on seemingly random days. It's very hard to find accurate information. Of course, the information is available on the various websites of the Paris Metro, but it's extremely confused because there's a great number of stations which are closed different numbers of days, and sometimes you don't understand at all what the logic behind the closures is. One station has been closed since middle of June, which is a long time in advance. Apparently, it's because they were building some kind of stadium on top of the station, so they had to close it. But it was hard to find any information. The metro maps are therefore becoming extremely confused because they have all sorts of stickers saying that this station is closed from this day to this day, and it changes all the time. And on top of that, when the station is closed, they're not even allowing any commuting on that station. So you can't change from one line to another when the station is closed because of security reasons. If there were some kind of emergency evacuation, it would be impossible to leave the station. This would be a catastrophe. So some lines are being randomly disconnected. The information is there, but it is hard to find, and it is very confusing at the moment to navigate the Paris metro system.
Pariške oblasti so zaradi olimpijskih iger v mestu poostrile tako policijski kot tudi video nadzor. Po mnenju sogovorca, oblasti s tem posegajo tudi v zasebnost lokalcev.
Of course, there's always a lot of police and there's also some military being who are patrolling the streets of Paris, but this is a sort of baseline normal situation, and there are of course now far more policemen than usual. And they've put up some security cameras. We've been told that there's an experimental AI-based system which sort of looks at the camera video feeds and which presumably tells the authority when there's something to look at, because you can't have someone looking at all the cameras at all time. The information of all this has been somewhat confused. One of France's regulatory bodies concerning internet safeties and freedoms has said that has disapproved this measure, but the authorities have gone through without, despite the opposition of the body, the Commission Nationale d'Informatique et Liberté. But we had very little information on what they're actually doing with this AI recognition. It's not facial recognition. They don't have facial data on citizens, but they're sort of looking at the camera feeds in real time and having an AI tell them there's something to see. And this is, of course, rather disturbing from a question of fundamental freedoms and as the rule of law. It's rather disturbing to have people being monitored at all time using cameras, especially using AI.
Oblasti so sicer s pripravo prestolnice na mega dogodek začele že lani, ko je konec aprila 100 policistov iz enega od skvotov v mestu nasilno izselilo 400 migrantov. Osebe, ki večinoma prihajajo iz Sudana in Čada, so bivale v zapuščeni tovarni cementa Unibeton na območju Lille Saint-Denis na severu Pariza. Skvot stoji nekaj 100 metrov od olimpijske vasi. Da se evikcije nadaljujejo, opaža tudi David.
Well, we've seen that there are indeed fewer homeless people around the streets. So I've been told that the authorities have been evicted, and I haven't personally witnessed any forceful evictions. But I can see that there are fewer of them, which is of course rather probably not a good news. It should be a good news, but they probably haven't been relocated to nicer places. They've probably been forcefully evicted.
Poleg nasilne izselitve iz skvota aprila lani je 12. marca policija iz barakarskega naselja Antoni deložirala skoraj 200 ljudi, od tega 95 otrok. Prebivalci naselja trdijo, da ponudb za nadomestno prebivališče niso dobili. Le teden dni zatem je pariška prefektura izdala odredbo o deložaciji taborišča mladoletnih migrantov brez spremstva v predoru Viljo. Prefektura je prebivalcem taborišča naročila, naj prostor zapustijo v roku 48 ur in zatrdila, da bo kasneje posredovala policija. Kljub zagotovilu je policija po podatkih organizacije Druga plat medalje taborišče popolnoma izpraznila manj kot 24 ur po najavi. Policisti so na to s prebivalci barakarskega naselja Kurs de Marvej konec aprila opravili zaslišanje, da bi odločili o njihovi morebitni izselitvi v okviru pravnega postopka, ki ga je sprožil lastnik zapuščenega zemljišča, na katerem so zaslišani bivali. Na dan zaslišanja je občina na lastno pest prebivalce naselja deložirala. Poleg treh omenjenih primerov deložacij so pariške oblasti sredi maja izpraznile še dve barakarski naselji ob sotočju Sene in kanala Saint-Denis. Preomenjeno begunsko taborišče za mladoletnike brez spremstva ni bilo edino tako taborišče, ki so ga pariške oblasti zaradi olimpijskih iger izpraznile. V začetku leta je policija iz skvota pod mostom Pont-au-Change deložirala skoraj 100 mladoletnikov. V začetku februarja so tedanji prebivalci skvota s protestom zahtevali pojasnitev deložacije in predložitev pravnih dokumentov, ki dokazujejo, da je imela policija pooblastilo za izselitev. Policijska komisarka je v protestu izjavila, da je ravnala po ukazu prefekture, vendar upravnega dokumenta kljub zahtevam protestnikov ni predložila. Pariška občina je kasneje sporočila, da za deložacijo ni dala soglasja. To de facto pomeni, da je policija na lastno pest uničila prebivališče skoraj 100 mladoletnih migrantov. Čeprav se večina olimpijskih dogodkov odvija v regiji Île-de-France, drugod po Franciji marginaliziranim družbenim skupinam z družbenim čiščenjem ni prizaneseno. V Bordeauxu je skoraj 500 ljudi živelo v barakarskem naselju ob stadionu Matmut Atlantique. Stadion bo gostil nekaj nogometnih tekem na olimpijskih igrah, zaradi česar je sodišče odločilo, da bo vseh 500 ljudi izseljenih, kar se je konec marca tudi zgodilo. Poleg tega so lokalne oblasti v Lilu v sredini maja izselile prebivalce barakarskega naselja Park Matisse s 60 prebivalci. Predstavnik ministrstva za notranje zadeve v severni pariški regiji je zatrdil, da je prefektura želela narediti taborišča in barakarska naselja nevidna v bližini lokacij, kjer se bodo odvijali dogodki in dejavnosti povezani z olimpijskimi igrami. Toda pariške oblasti niso pometle le z migranti in brezdomci, temveč tudi študentsko populacijo. Zaradi olimpijskih iger je brez namestitve v študentskih domovih ostalo tudi okoli 3000 pariških študentov.
Concerning students, yes, there have been many reports of students who had lodgings, especially in the Cité Universitaire, which is a big student residence in the south of Paris, which have been told to leave their apartments early, or they weren't able to stay during the summer because the lodgings were needed for the Olympics. I'm not exactly sure who is being lodged there, because it's certainly not the athletes, it's probably volunteers who are helping during the Olympics. But many students have been told to vacate the premises.
V zameno za njihovo izselitev je Ministrstvo za visoko šolstvo vsakemu študentu obljubilo odškodnino v vrednosti 100 evrov in po dve vstopnici za eno od tekmovanj na olimpijskih igrah. Za konec David pove še, da v kaotični popolilni situaciji v Franciji prebivalci Pariza, ki so nezadovoljni zaradi izvedbe in organizacije olimpijskih iger, ne vedo, na koga naj naslovijo svoje pritožbe.
There's of course a question of political accountability, because presently the French government is just, we don't really have a government, we have a current affairs government, because there have been elections and there's no ruling coalition to be formed. So there's also a question of who is accountable for what is going on and who has been taking these decisions, and this is very unclear. The mayor of Paris was many years ago was against the Olympics. Now she's turned in favor after being reelected. The government doesn't really exist, so there's problems. We don't really know who we should be directing our people who are angry about the whole situation. Who should be getting the blame? So this is also a rather preoccupying situation.
Zaključujemo z neslavnimi grožnjami s protestniškim sranjem v Seno. S tem so Parižani začeli groziti zaradi slabe 1,5 milijarde evrov vrednega projekta čiščenja reke, v kateri bodo tekmovali olimpijski plavalci. Po najnovejših informacijah se v Seno protestniško sicer ni posral še nihče, lahko pa da se še bo. Parižanom je kaj takega v luči vedno večje gentrifikacije mesta in družbenega čiščenja pod pretvezo organizacije največjih iger vseh časov težko zameriti. Offside je pripravila Neva.